Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Hannah and Cal with your 8 a.m. Zlines. On-duty employees of the Wickham walked out on Saturday night to protest the Zionist event being held at the pub. The impromptu protest was in objection to the State Zionist Council of Queensland booking a space at the popular LGBTQ+ venue. Despite objections from employees, the Wickham refused to cancel the event, prompting the bar staff and performers to join the 150 protesters outside the venue.
The Queensland government will add about 8,700 hectares to national park conservation areas for the state's endangered species, with about a quarter set aside for new nature refuges on private island under deals. About 8.59% of the state, a total of 14.55 million hectares, is protected, a long way short of the government's target of 17%. The 18 new nature refuges include several that seek to protect koala habitat, partially by forming corridors to larger national parks.
Anthony Albanese has condemned US President Donald Trump's move to double the tariffs on steel and aluminium, calling it an act of economic self-harm. Trump announced he would increase import tariffs on said metals from 25 to 50% in an attempt to further secure the US's domestic industry. Australian Trade Minister Don Farrell states his plan is to coolly and calmly argue our case for the removal of these tariffs.
AFL players across Victoria have donned red armbands in protest of the defunding of the state's Office in Women of Sport. The program was axed by the Victorian government alongside the Preventing Violence Through Sports Grants program, which had been deemed a success by the Gippsland Centre Against Sexual Assault. Many players have donned a second armband to honour women who have died at the hands of gender-based violence, with 78 women killed in 2024 alone. State Health Minister Mary Ann Thomas claimed the Victorian government had made a record investment in women's sport, but did not clearly respond to the questions asking if the program is to be reintroduced.
Ukraine has completed its biggest attack on Russia, destroying 40 Russian warplanes using 117 drones worth about $7 billion. The Security Service of Ukraine told the BBC the attack took a year and a half to organize, which involved hiding the drones in wooden cabins. Russia has called the attack a terrorist attack.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a tad bit miserable. The clouds want to be the start of the show, and it is currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is sitting on 8, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.